Making the president the commander-in-chief shows the Founding Fathers' commitment to democratic ideals. This is because the head of the armed forces is a civilian, chosen by the people rather than a professional military leader. In 1973, many in Congress felt that the president was using his power as commander-in-chief wrongly. They thought that the legislative branch was being ignored, which harmed checks and balances. So Congress passed the War Powers Act, which strengthens the role of Congress in the use of U.S. troops. President Richard Nixon vetoed this bill, but Congress overrode his veto.